Welcome to Caregivers and Candid Conversation Podcast. I am Lashina McBride, the host and the executive director of We Support Caregivers Incorporated. We Support Caregivers is a 501c3 organization whose mission is to encourage and empower individuals who care for their elderly loved ones to cultivate and focus on self-care. To make a donation or to learn more about us, please visit WeSupportCaregivers.org. And caregivers, while you're on our website, be sure to check out everything that we've made available to you. From our Care Connection emails that you can subscribe to, from our self-care support text that you can join, from our self-care support kits that you can sign up to possibly receive one, the birthday club, our free educational resources, and more. Again, visit WeSupportCaregivers.org and check all these resources that are available to you, the caregiver. Hey everyone, do you know that We Support Caregivers has sponsorship opportunities? What a great opportunity to support the community and promote your business at the same time. We Support Caregivers offer sponsorship levels, which include individual, small business, entrepreneurs, and corporate sponsorships. Our sponsorship packages are loaded with benefits for each sponsorship level. Some benefits include getting featured in our Care Connections newsletter, to a 60-second commercial airing during our podcast episodes. There is something for everyone. Are you interested? Visit WeSupportCaregivers.org to fill out the sponsorship interest form. Remember, your donations and contributions help us continue to help other people. We Support Caregivers Incorporated because caregivers deserve self-care. Welcome to Caregivers and Candid Conversation Podcast. We're back with another episode. So today we're going to be talking about the blindsided caregiver, navigating a new role you never knew you were going to be in. Let's talk about it. So what is a blindsided caregiver? So I'm going to give you a real life example. I'm going to use my story of me taking care of my own mother. So I didn't know at age 19, that I was falling into the role of caregiving. I didn't know. I was completely blindsided by it. Even though I knew my mother had certain health condition or health issues, I still never know it would be me, you know, during that part of her life, falling into the role of caregiving. And that's how it happened. I was a blindsided caregiver. I was blindsided to the fact of becoming a caregiver. I was blindsided that, you know, I was going to be the one, you know, being the primary caregiver. So I would say I am an example of that. You know, my journey to take care of my mom, you know, it probably took me until I got in my late 20s to really digest, okay, I am the caregiver. Like, I mean, it took a while because I was so young at the time. You know, at 19, this is not what I was thinking. This is not what I was asking for. But it's how my life was. It's just God's plan. It was my assignment. That's what I had to do. And it took me a minute to digest all that. You know, and I went through an array of different emotions, you know, because of I was the blindsided caregiver. So maybe you are that caregiver and you're now in a role you never asked for. Out of everybody in the family, you know it wasn't going to be you taking care of auntie. You know it was not going to be you. No, auntie didn't even like you. But now you're in the role of taking care of auntie and you're the main primary caregiver. And that you were taken off guard by that. You was blindsided to the role. It took you by surprise. This is the definition of a blindsided caregiver. So Celeste, chime in. What do you think? pertaining to the blindsided caregiver. What do you think that is? That what would you say a blindsided caregiver is?
Well, working in hospice, I see this a lot. Mm-hmm. And my heart goes out to families that go through this because I feel so bad. Where, you know, you come in and there's a daughter or a son and, you know, they come in, they check on mom, they go to their mm-hmm. job and they go on their merry way. Mm-hmm. They'll come back, make sure mom or dad has mm-hmm. dinner, and then they'll go back home. And so when they get hit with mom or dad can't be left alone now. Mm-hmm. Somebody mm-hmm. needs to be here. They look like a deer caught in the headlight. They're like, what? Right. You know, and
right.
they're like, so what does that mean? They can't be left alone. And we're like, right. there needs to be somebody here 24 hours a day.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of people are unable to hire private caregivers.
That's right.
And so they are left with becoming the caregiver. Mm-hmm. And they, like you said, they're blindsided because
blindsided.
Their life is turned upside down there because sometimes they have to stop their own job.
Yes.
They have to either move their parents in with them yep. or they might have to go stay with their parents.
This is right.
You know, we get some families who, depending on how many siblings there are, they may have to spend a couple of days and then flip off with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of laughing before we started, you know, the podcast that, you know, I've literally seen families look at each other like, don't look at me because I'm not staying here, you know, and you're like, yeah. somebody's got to stay here.
That's right.
And then on the flip side of that, sometimes you have bad blood.
That's right.
And you're not close to your family. You know, there's that strained relationship, but yet there's the neighbor, Miss Jean,
mm-hmm.
who's always came over and made sure mom's got everything and made sure mom's got groceries and whatnot. And the next thing you know, Miss Jean's become the caregiver.
Right.
And she's like, but I was the neighbor.
Right.
So she's the blindsided caregiver.
Right.
So, you know, it's many people or many facets to becoming a blindsided caregiver
yes.
that a lot of people don't think about because everybody thinks, you know, oh, it won't be me.
Right.
I'm not going to be that, you know, but usually you are. You are the blindsided.
Right. And let's expound on that. You know, I personally, you know, my journey of not just take care of my own mom, but I worked in private duty, you know, home health, things like that. I've had patients where their daughter lived with them, right? And, you know, granted, the daughter had her own health conditions. They were visible, but the daughter was still able to get around and stuff like that, you know, but she wasn't the one that was going to wipe mom's behind. She wasn't going to give mom a bath. So, AKA, that's why I was on the scene, you know. Mom had insurance to where she could have home health. So, you know, I came to her house probably about 3 times a week. And, you know, let's just say, even though her daughter lived in the house, it was like, you know, I prefer that you do this. I prefer that you go shopping. I prefer that you. So it was a level of trust that she had for me, a level of trust that she had for me that she was not going to have for her birth daughter that she gave birth to. But there was some gray areas in it. There was some bad blood in there. You know, I try to mind my whole business.
Yeah.
I be trying to mind my whole business. But, you know, of course, when you go into somebody's home and you're there for 8 hours a day, you get, you know, you can't help but to notice and see. And then they talking to you about X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, but I noticed that I experienced that where the patient preferred me,
mm-hmm.
you know, over her blood child to do stuff. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to question it. Obviously, there's some underlying issues, some trauma I don't even know about. I'm going to mind my business and do my job.
Right.
You know what I mean? But so I witnessed that. I was in that with some patients. They're like, no, I don't want so-and-so to do it. I prefer you to. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I know that as well. Of course, at that time, I was the professional caregiver getting paid through agency. So, you know, I've seen it. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But for those of you who, granted, you're not the professional caregiver. You are that family, that friend of that loved one, and you've been blindsided by becoming the caregiver. Uh-huh. So let's expound on what are some of the thoughts centered around that? Like, what, me? You know, the emotions, you know, you now have to uproot your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to uproot your life now. Mm-hmm. There's some anger associated with it. Let's keep it real.
Absolutely.
Like, why it gotta be me? Like, you know, and to some people, it might sound like you're being mean, but those are natural, real emotions.
Right. Absolutely.
You didn't know it was you were gonna be the one. Now you now you're going through all this adjusting you're gonna have to do. Your work, you priming your career. You the top CEO. You're the, you know, the executive, and now you are tasked with wearing a hat as a caregiver. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like, feel like? All the array of emotions, let's talk about it. What do you think or what have you seen?
I've actually walked in mm-hmm. on family members who became the caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Blindsided.
And I remember this one particular story where I walked in, I saw my patient, she was sitting in her wheelchair, and I knew she was waiting on me.
Yeah.
But I walked into the bedroom and the daughter literally was sitting in a corner, almost like she was in trouble. She looked like a kid sitting in the corner.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "You okay?" And she says, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She said, I'm supposed to be a caregiver and I can't even clean my mom.
Oh, wow.
She goes, I don't know how to give her a shower. Wow. Without, you know, safety wise.
Right.
And so I said, you know, we're going to learn this together.
There you go.
You know, we're going to learn it together. But just the fear within that self, and it cowered, not cowered, that's not a good word. It took her down to a childlike level.
Wow.
Because of the fear.
Right.
And it just took her down and she was just like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I said, do what you've been doing. We're just going to learn some safety techniques. And I said, but other than that, it's a trial by, you know, error. And
right. Some
every day is going to be different. And you're not going to be the textbook caregiver.
There you go.
You can read every book that you want to. And I said, but your mom is not one of those characters in those books.
Right.
And I said, you could take them bits and pieces and apply it to your situation.
Correct. Correct.
And, you know, but that was the first time I'd seen the actual emotional and the physical reaction to being a blindsided caregiver. Because she said, I have no clue. She said, and I hate to even say it, but I was the daughter that was out living her best life.
Wow.
Corporate wise and everything. And she goes, and I hardly know my mom.
Oh,
she goes, I would come and see her, make sure she had stuff, but right. I don't know my mother.
Wow.
I don't know her likes. I don't know her dislikes. I don't know, you know, does she like her showers very, very hot? Or does she, you know, like this or like that? And I said, we're going to learn it together. Mm-hmm. You know, and so those emotions at first, when you first become that caregiver, you just have to kind of work yourself through them mm-hmm. and shake it off and hit the ground running.
Right.
Because it's a learning process. It's a learning curve, really.
It's a learning curve. You're in trial, error. You learn as you go. Like, you know, I've said this many a times. Me taking care of my mom, it was a plenty of hard knocks I had to go through. Mm-hmm. Plenty of hard knocks I had to go through. I had some nurses and doctors that, you know, especially the ones that came to the house, they would tell me tips and stuff like that. But when it all was gone, it was like, okay, you know, especially when she became on dialysis. When I tell you, mm-hmm. you know, I remember one time my mom, so now working in dialysis, I now know, but my mom had an aneurysm on her access arm, on her fistula. And that's when the skin over the fistula is thin, and that comes from a tech sticking someone in the same area all the time. Mm-hmm. That's improper, no needle rotation or anything like that. That's the same area they keep using cause the skin to get thin over the access, and an aneurysm can happen. My mom one night was sitting on the couch, and, you know, I heard her say, you know, Sheeta, I'm bleeding. She just nonchalantly was like, you know, I'm bleeding. I'm like, I walk in, and I now know she was bleeding from her access, and she was the blood was shooting out of her arm like a stream. So here I am. I grab the towel. I'm holding it, my cell phone. I hold my cell phone up to my ear with my shoulder, and I'm calling 911. Girl, I mean, hard knocks.
Yeah.
Hard knocks.
Yeah.
So being the blindsided caregiver, unfortunately, you're going to go through some hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Some learning curves, some trial and error. You're going to implement some unconventional ways of caregiving.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's what it is. But don't feel bad because you were blindsided.
Yeah.
You were blindsided. You didn't petition to be in this role. You didn't ask to be in this role. You were blindsided. You was taken off guard. You fell into this role.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give yourself grace in this role.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know.
Absolutely.
You don't know. And every time maybe a home health nurse or aide comes over, if mom or dad or aunt or uncle or whomever you're taking care of has, you know, their insurance covers that, you ask questions. And in this day and time, you can attend the University of YouTube and Google, because I had to Google and YouTube things. So use those tools to your benefit. But as the blindsided caregiver, you're going to experience an array of different emotions, and you have to work through it. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you still got to take care of you and now your loved one.
Uh-huh.
Your loved one, you know. Let's also expound on some emotions, like anger is going to be involved.
Absolutely.
You're uprooting your life. Hey, let's go back to the grief thing. Celeste?
Yeah. Your grief journey is actually going to start then. It's not going to start when your loved one passes.
Right.
It's going to start then. And that's something we call living grief, because you're starting to grieve the life that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And you start grieving your loved one before they've passed, because their life is no longer the same either.
There you go.
So you've got all that grief building up, and I'm not judging nobody. I would be angry too.
Right.
You know, if I was blindsided with having to take care of somebody that I really may not know their wants, needs, likes, dislikes,
mm-hmm.
and now I've got to learn it on the whim and hope that at the end of the day, we can get up the next day and start it all over again.
Right.
So everybody gets angry, but that's a grief thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a grief process. And, you know, I always tell people that you may not understand it. You may not, you know, tag it as grief at that time, but that is exactly what it is.
Right.
Because you had to give up what you were doing.
Yes.
You had to give up, you know, maybe going out and hanging out with your friends, or, you know, giving up that corporate life. You're grieving that. You're grieving having to probably move out of wherever you live and go live with your loved one. So your grief journey started the moment you got blindsided as a caregiver. And it's not, we're not using that as a term of that's a bad thing.
Right.
Because, you know, while we want to make sure that, you know, we understand you may love your loved one, but that love didn't always include in the clause that I was going to be the one to take care of you.
That's right.
You know, so you got blindsided with that care, and it's hard. The emotional aspect, you go through the anger.
Mm-hmm.
You go through, some people have to get through it with laughing, and they're like, I don't mean to laugh. She's like, but I just got to laugh just to get through this day.
Right.
If that's what it's going to be, then that's what it's going to be. You know, some people just, they don't know where their emotions are. They don't know what emotion to even call it sometimes because they're frustrated. They're hurt.
Right.
They're hurt.
Right.
You get some caregivers that go through the hurt of being blindsided and a hurt in the fact that they don't know.
Right.
They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it.
Right.
And it hurts them because they feel like they are doing a disservice to their loved one by not being able to know everything in that one instance.
Right.
You know, because we're an instant world. We want to know everything. We want to be
microwavable.
We want to be able to do everything right then and there, not knowing or understanding that, you know, it's a process. You have to go through it. Have to go through it.
And then, you know, let's talk about the blindsided caregiver. What if you're the one now that take care of that loved one and, you know, there's some bad blood, there's some trauma, you know, maybe you're now, you know, you didn't have a good childhood, or, you know, that aunt never liked you. But now you're the one, you know, that's a lot of emotions, because your fleshly side, your emotional side is like, but you don't even like me. And now I'm tasked to take care of you. Like, you know, because instinctively when you see, it's like, okay, you know, somebody got to take care of her. I know I wasn't the one she liked, but, you know, I'm not going to let her sit here like this. You know what I mean? That right. type of thing. But then at times when, you know, that individual might act out because, hey, they may have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
That might trigger that. Wait a minute. This is the same way she was acting, or that might trigger the trauma, but yet you're still been blindsided. You're the caregiver. Now you got to deal with the blindsided of things, and now is invoking the trauma that person you're now taking care of inflicted or caused,
yes.
whether they knew it or not.
Right, right.
How does someone make it through all that? What is, you know, how they process all that? How do they process that? Now they're kind of reliving the trauma. Now taking care of the person who didn't like them, who maybe neglected them. It could be other things, you know, didn't really love on them, but now they're tasked with taking care of them. They've been blindsided and being the one, you know, that's a lot of emotions involved. And that's a lot. And I feel like sometimes the way things happen, you don't even have the time to sit and process the emotions.
Right. Right.
Because you're so, it's things happen so fast, and it depends on what that loved one, friend, whomever they are, what their conditions are, what mm-hmm. their conditions may entail. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, I got to process what I'm going through, but I still got to take care of them.
Right.
You know, it's deep.
It's very deep. And I would say for something like that, my first line of defense would be find a licensed therapist.
Yeah.
Because when you have that trauma introduced with being blindsided,
come on.
It could be a setup for a disastrous
right.
caregiving journey.
Right.
And you don't want to go through that. So I would definitely say your first line of defense is to talk to a licensed therapist.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know that a lot of people think, I don't have time for that. I don't have the money for that. There are ways to find therapists to be able to help you.
Right.
It may not be that you got to go through it forever.
Right.
But you do have to have it to where you can go through this caregiving season,
right.
because you have to have a line of defense for you.
Correct.
Because, you know, unfortunately, when the trauma is introduced to somebody that's blindsided with taking on this task, sometimes some things can happen, unfortunately,
yeah.
and you don't want to put yourself in that
correct.
Position.
That is correct. So being the blindsided caregiver, it's a lot. And like I said, it doesn't have to be, you may not be the blood relative. You might be the neighbor, like, well, how did I find myself in this position?
Yep. Yep.
You know, you just being neighborly, going to visit, you know, next thing you know, you're bringing the food. Next thing you know, you helping them get up. Next thing you know, you're getting their face and body clean. It's like, well,
right.
you understand?
And you don't even realize you have been a caregiver and don't even realize.
That's right.
Yep.
Is it fair to say, because I was talking to maybe a male caregiver, and he was like, you know, women instinctively kind of got that nurturing part. They instinctively mm-hmm. just, you know how to do certain things. But it's a lot more challenging for a man. What would you say to a male caregiver who's a man who's been blindsided and now is the caregiver? What would you say?
I would tell him, yes, it's a challenge as a male. We find that especially with men having to take care of their mother.
Yes, I've ran into it.
It's very challenging. I would say one, just from the jump, give yourself grace.
Yes.
on this caregiving journey as a male.
Yes.
Because it's going to be hard. A lot of males cannot do the care, the ADL care, the bathing and the dressing, because they feel it's being disrespectful to their mother. I say, no, you're not being disrespectful. You're taking care of her. You're giving the dignity.
There you go.
And you're making sure she's clean. So you're providing that for her. So, you know, that's not being disrespectful by any means, but I understand where they're coming from.
Correct.
And then I would just say, you know, talk to different caregivers, find out, is there ways that you can do things that, you know, won't bring embarrassment. You know, I say, you know, we all know how babies get here. We all know how we got here.
There you go.
And I get it, you know, when I had to do something with my father and I had to bathe him and dress him, and he looked at me like, I know you're not about to do this to me. But I did it respectfully.
Correct.
And I made sure that he never felt like he was exposed.
Correct.
Or anything like that. So there's ways and techniques. So I would just encourage you to find out what those ways and techniques works for your loved one. Talk to other caregivers, talk to anybody that may be coming in your home.
Yeah.
And find out like what you can do when they're not there, that it won't cause embarrassment for you or your loved one.
Right. And you know, to piggyback off that, I would say thank you. Thank you for
accepting,
you know, even though you was blindsided.
Yep.
Allow yourself also to feel the emotions. You know, allow yourself, like you said, grace, process how you feel. Don't bury how you feel, because burying how you feel is not healthy.
Right.
Because it, what you bury, it's going to keep coming to the surface, and then you're going to end up exploding. So, and then also, I would say you're going to need someone to talk to, whether it's a friend, you know, something like that. You need that outlet, that venting partner, because I mean, it's new for you. This is all new and you're taking it on. Your life is being uprooted. You know, you may not be a married man. You might be a single man who is now taking care of your mom, who is now taking care of dad, grandma, and then somebody, and you're not accustomed to it. So yeah, you know, it's new for you. So allow yourself to process those emotions, feel them, have a venting partner, somebody you can trust to talk to alleviate, you know, how you're feeling and stuff like that. But definitely give yourself grace. It's going to be challenging, but you can do it, because you, I mean, there is no one else, you know. And whatever free resources is available, take advantage of them. Do your research and stuff like that. And, you know, just thank you for, you know, taking on, or, you know, getting inundated to the role. Even though you didn't seek after it, ask for it, you're it now. So
yeah,
you got to get adjusted. So that's what I would say. And again, the blindsided caregiver, again, it may be a family member. It can be a friend. It can be the blindsided caregiver doesn't always refer to someone who is family. It could be a non-family member.
Right. Right.
You know, and it's still, the emotions are still the same.
Exactly.
Because this is not even your blood, and you're stepping in doing what the blood people should do, but they're not, or they're not around, or they live in other states. You know, recognize the sign of burnout. Recognize the sign of burnout, and when you really need a break, some kind of contingency plan centered around that. Like, what are you going to do for the break? You know what I mean? Something like that, but find resources and whatever is available to you. Any last remarks before we close out, Celeste?
Just to say thank you. If you are a blindsided caregiver, just to say, you know, thank you. And again, I'm just going to keep saying this. Give yourself grace, and use the resources available to you to find out information, such as us. You know, go on our website. We're always putting up resources. Again, you know, you could go to, as what we said, the University of YouTube and Google to learn about different things.
Yes.
You know, don't allow yourself to, not use those resources because they're there. And again, you're not going to do them the same as a textbook. You're not going to do it the same as, you know, what you may see on YouTube and Google. you have to adapt it to your situation.
Correct.
But, you know, again, allow yourself to feel the feelings that you're going to feel, because there's no way around them.
Correct.
But, again, just to say thank you for taking on the caregiving journey, even though you were blindsided.
Yes. And with that being said, we appreciate everyone tuning into our podcast. And until next time, take care of yourself.
What does self-care look like to you? Does it look like meditation or journaling? Does it look like putting on your comfiest outfit or having a dance break? Does it maybe even look like listening to a podcast, going for a walk, spending time with family and friends? Self-care can look different for each person, but we would like to share some starting points with you. You can go to our website at www.wesupportcaregivers.org and sign up for our self-care support kit. We choose a deserving caregiver each month to send these intentional items to support your self-care development. We support caregivers because caregivers deserve self-care.
Entrepreneurs, content creation should never be your concern. Socially Established LLC is a social media management business whose mission is to alleviate entrepreneurs and small business owners from managing their social media. Socially Established LLC offers content creation and social media management packages for your convenience. Remember, you were never meant to manage everything on your own. Visit sociallyestablished.com to choose your service package today. Socially Established LLC, establishing what entrepreneurs need.